test? That's the kind of question I'd like to explore with you for a little while this
morning. David wanted everybody to know for sure.
What did David bring to the contest?
That it wasn't by sword.
We know Goliath brought that the Lord saves.
Obvious strength.
The battle is the Lord.
Obvious bigness.
And he will give
obvious experience
into our hands.
Obvious equipment. You had all kinds of obvious strength.
Of course, we get used to the idea that
but
might
when
is
you
right.
Think about David,
and that because a person
what
shouts
did
a lot,
he has.
Because a person
that
shouts
made
a
his
lot, that's very
battle
impressive.
With Goliath
victorious.
But it's not by shouting a
and
lot,
I hope
it's
you
not
know
by
being big
easy it was.
That God.
There is one weak question
that you can ponder sometime when you've
very
got
often
to
is
do.
A much quieter,
discreet.
Why did David
extraordinarily
select
five
stones
that he does his work
when all he needed was one?
And we don't have to be big, and we don't have
I
to
tell
shout
you
a lot, and we don't have to draw
David
attention to ourselves.
Never missed
to know the victory of God.
He was so experienced.
Let's
he
sing,
practiced
and then
so
we'll
much.
Think a little bit more about
that he never missed a
Spirit
target.
Of God.
Why did he choose five? It was so easy, you see.
But it was easy because of the background to the story. Maybe I don't know what Catherine said a week ago, but maybe we're repeating a little bit there. What was it that David brought to this contest? I think, without any doubt, that he brought the fact that God was his friend right into it. Oh, I know David didn't have so many other friends. I know that his family was not all that nice to him a lot of the time, and most of the time ignored him. Sent him off to watch, as Eliab, I think, says, that few sheep in the desert. Okay. But that few sheep in the desert gave David the opportunity to get to know God. And he took the opportunity. And he spent his time looking after the sheep, for sure. We come to that a little bit more in a moment. He looked after the sheep, that was right. But at a deeper level, something happened to this young lad that changed his relationship to God, or maybe didn't change it so much as caused it to grow. Until he was a young man full of certainty about God. Now, I don't know for sure, but I think it was during these years that David wrote and sang what we call the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. And so it goes on. My soul he doth restore again. And me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Goodness and mercy, all my life shall surely follow me. And in God's house forevermore, my dwelling place shall be. He got to know God in a deep way. There is nothing that can prepare us better for the Goliaths of life
than getting to know God better. Quietly talking to him, listening to him, responding to him, sensing his nearness and his dearness to us. That was the fundamental equipment that enabled David to face Goliath and made him totally astonished when, in the presence of Saul and his brothers and others, they were so frightened. David knew that he didn't need to be frightened of Goliath because he knew God. And there's nothing that you or I need to be frightened of either if we know God is on our side and at hand. You do know that, don't you? He had an understanding of God. What is more, he had an experience of being a protective shepherd himself. How did he spend these days? Looking after the sheep, guiding them to streams of living waters, as we've just been singing, but also protecting them. When we were in Kyrgyzstan, that also is a very rural landscape with many sheep and goats. And I remember vividly one day being out, as we went occasionally out into the countryside ourselves to take a walk, and we saw the hillside was full of sheep. Nobody seemed to be there. I may even have put it into words with Mary, but who's looking after them? And then we noticed that there were a wee group of sheep, and they were getting themselves into a dangerous spot. There was a deep ravine, and suddenly, as from nowhere, there was the whistle of a stone as a catapult released the stone just ahead of their noses, and they turned back. That was a skill that David developed big time all the centuries before. And he learned to be on the watch against wild animals. He seemed to have had the occasional lion or bear out in these wild places. And David knew how to deal with them, with his sling, no doubt. Perhaps with his shepherd's stick. And sometimes hand-to-hand combat. He learned how to fend off the danger. Because as he got to know God, he also knew how strong God was to defend his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, said David. But these sheep were his sheep. He was a shepherd to them. He had to treat them in the way that his friend treated him. So he became involved in the shepherding task. He trained himself up in all that it meant to be a protector and a guide to those who were under his care. It took effort. It took time. But But it was in that way that he gradually became able to look after them. But there was something else that was happening, you see. His character was being formed, right? His character as a caring, disciplined, brave person who cared for the things that mattered. He was being discipled, is the word for it nowadays. He was being discipled or even disciplined at times into becoming a servant of God who would stand for God and for what God wanted. So when it came to facing Goliath, the question was, if there's somebody needs to do it, I'll do it. Of course. I'll have a go at it. Most of the others who hadn't been discipled or disciplined in this way, they were still scared because they had no discipline in their life like that. So all they could do was panic. But David was taught by God. And so he grew in understanding of what it was to be a shepherd. And I've a kind of feeling, because this business about the staff or the stick comes into the story quite a bit, that I've a feeling that God had a kind of graduation ceremony for him at one point. And he said something like this to him: David, you've learned so much, you've grown in your understanding of what it is to be a shepherd, and here and now I give to you this stick, this, well, what would you call it? Because I want you to know that I trust you. And he had his shepherd's staff with him when he went to meet Goliath. I know I'm adding a wee bit, but you see where I'm going with it? God had helped him to see that he was now a fit shepherd for the people of God. And when he went into battle, he went into battle as a shepherd. He went into battle because he had been commissioned by God to do battles with lions and bears and perhaps other things. Now God was saying to him, David, you can go, and that stick is a token of my strength for you. Now, of course, our experiences are vastly different, aren't they? And life has taken you all in different directions, I'm sure. But let me ask you a question. Can God trust you? Can God trust you? God came to a point where he could trust David. Can God trust you? Has he said, okay, you've passed through some of the disciplines of life, I approve of you? And Paul speaks about that, being a workman who is approved. Does God give you his approval? Set his seal upon your life. Now that's not a thing that then you become proud of. It just becomes a thing which means that when you are faced with a Goliath, you know very well that the thing which God has helped you to get to, the thing that he's helped you to achieve, really will work on the day. I've already suggested to you that David couldn't miss. And one reason was because he practiced so much, but another reason was because he'd been approved. God couldn't let him down. And so David went into the battle, conscious of the approval, the blessing, the equipping of God. And although his equipment looked small, it wasn't at all small. To be a person who knows God, to be a person who's taught in the things of God, to be a person who's approved by God, makes you virtually invincible against the Goliaths. And so he went out that day, scorned by his brothers, with many unbelieving eyes upon him, but conscious in his heart that God was with him. And so the sling was prepared and the stone was in its place. And Goliath, with all his burly strength, stood before him. And with that one stone, the battle was won. But it was not without its cost, in terms of preparation and discipline and discipleship. Now, one last thought before we finish today. In that battle between Goliath and David, whatever the result was, whoever won a victory for all of them. And while we focus today upon David, there's another battle, isn't there? And David's greater son came to that battle in this world through the darkness of Gethsemane and the dark road to the cross. No one was ever more disciplined or discipled than he. He went to the cross seemingly powerless and impotent, but he was there by the appointment of God. And when he went the way of the cross, he engaged with the darkest forces of the devil himself and all his mighty host. And he died our death only for the devil to find that by dying our death, he had purchased our salvation forever. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose the victor o'er the dark domain, and he lives forever. Who for? For his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. And before the darkness and the victory of Calvary and the resurrection, our Prince, our King David, David's greater son, he leads us forth in his victory forever. For while we can talk about discipleship and so on, and it's all true, the deepest dimension of our victory is found not in ourselves at all, but in him. Let's pray. Gracious God, teach us the lessons you mean us to learn today, so that our hearts may be assured in your victory and in your love. And whatever Goliaths we're facing, and goodness me, there could be many Goliaths being faced in this congregation this morning, whatever Goliaths we're facing, help us to go forward with an utter, unshakable confidence in you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.